Quellian screamed for more help. Spook swung at another man, but his target moved out of the way, supernaturally quick. Spook pulled to the side just in time to dodge a blow, the weapon grazing the side of his cheek. The man was an Allomancer, a pewter burner. The large brute who carried no sword, but instead an obsidian-edged cudgel. Pewter isn't spectacular enough, Spook thought. The people won't know how to tell if a man is swinging too quickly or enduring too much. I have to make Quellian shoot coins. The thug backed away, obviously noting Spook's own increased speed. He kept his weapon raised warily, but did not attack. He just had to stall, letting his companion pull Quellian away. The thug would be no easy fight. He would be more skilled than Spook, and even stronger. Your family is free, Spook lied quietly. We saved them earlier. Help us capture Quellian. He no longer has a hold on you. The thug paused, lowering his weapon.
Kill him,
Kelsier snapped. That hadn't been Spook's plan, but he responded to the prompting. He dodged inside the thug's reach. The man turned in shock, and as he did, Spook delivered a backhanded blow to the skull. Spook's dueling cane shattered. The thug stumbled to the ground, and Spook snatched up the man's fallen weapon, the obsidian-lined cudgel. Quellian was at the edge of the stage. Spook jumped, sailing across the wooden platform. It was all right for him to use Allomancy. He hadn't preached against it. Only Quellian, the hypocrite, needed to fear using his powers. Spook cut down the remaining guard as he landed, the jagged shards of obsidian ripping through flesh. The soldier fell and Quellian spun.
I don't fear you, Quellian said, voice shaking. I'm protected.
Kill him,
Kelsier ordered, appearing visibly on the stage a short distance away. Usually the survivor only spoke in his mind. He hadn't actually appeared since that day in the burning building. It meant important things were happening. Spook grabbed the citizen by the front of his shirt, yanking him forward. Spook raised the length of wood, blood dripping from the obsidian shards onto the side of his hand.
No!
Spook froze at that voice, then glanced to the side. She was there, shoving her way through the crowd, approaching the open space before the stage.
Beldra?
Spook asked.
How did you get out of the cavern?
But of course she couldn't hear him. Only Spook's supernatural hearing had allowed him to pick her voice out of the sounds of fear and battle. He met her eyes across the distance and saw her whispered words more than he heard them.
Please, you promised.
Kill him!
Quellian chose that moment to try and pull away. Spook turned, yanking back again, harder this time, nearly ripping Quellian's shirt free as he threw the man down to the wooden platform. Quellian cried out in pain and Spook raised his brutal weapon with both hands. Something sparked in the firelight. Spook barely felt the impact, though it shook him. He stumbled, looking down, seeing blood on his side. Something had pierced the flesh of his left arm and shoulder. Not an arrow, though it had moved like one. His arm drooped, and though he couldn't feel the pain, it seemed that his muscles weren't working properly.
Something hit me. A coin.
He turned. Beldra stood at the front of the crowd, crying, her hand raised toward him.
She was there that day I was captured, Spook thought numbly, at her brother's side. He always keeps her near. To protect her, we thought. Or the other way around.
Spook stood up straighter, Quellian whimpering in front of him. Spook's arm dripped a trail of blood from where Beldra's coin had hit him, but he ignored it, staring at her.
You were always the Allomancer, he whispered. Not your brother.
And then the crowd began to scream, likely prompted by Breeze.
The citizen's sister is an Allomancer. Hypocrite! Liar! He killed my uncle, yet left his own sister alive.
Beldra cried out as the people, carefully prepared and planted, saw the proof that Spook had promised them. It didn't have the target he had intended, but the machine he had set in motion could not be halted now. The people gathered around Beldra, yelling in anger, shoving her among themselves. Spook stepped toward her, raising his wounded arm. Then a shadow fell on him.
She was always planning to betray you, Spook, Kelsier said.
Spook turned, looking at the survivor. He stood tall and proud, like the day when he'd faced the Lord Ruler.
You kept waiting for an assassin, Kelsier said.
You didn't realize that Quellian had already sent one, his sister. Didn't it strike you as strange that he'd let her get away from him and enter the enemy's own base? She was sent there to kill you. You, Sazed, and Breeze. The problem is she was raised a pampered rich girl. She's not used to killing. She never was. You were never really in danger from her. The crowd surged, and Spook spun, worried about Beldra. However, he calmed a bit as he realized that the people were simply pulling her toward the stage.
"Survivor!"
people were chanting.
"Survivor of the flames! King!"
They cast Beldra before him, pushing her up onto the platform. Her scarlet clothing was ripped, her figure battered, her auburn hair a mess. To the side, Quellian groaned. Spook appeared to have broken his arm without realizing it. Spook moved to help Beldra. She was bleeding from several small cuts, but she was alive. And she was crying.
"She was his bodyguard," Kelsier said, stepping over to Beldra. "That's why she was always with him. Quellian isn't an allomancer. He never was."
Spook knelt beside the girl, cringing at her bruised form.
"Now you must kill her," Kelsier said.
Spook looked up, blood seeping from the cut on the side of his face where the thug had grazed him. Blood dripped from his chin.
"What?"
"You want power, Spook," Kelsier said, stepping forward. "You want to be an allomancer? Well, power must come from somewhere. It is never free. This woman is a coin shot. Kill her and you can have her ability. I will give it to you."
Spook looked down at the weeping woman. He felt surreal, as if he were not quite there. His breathing was labored, each breath coming as a gasp, his body shaking despite his pewter. People chanted his name. Quellian was mumbling something. Beldra continued to cry. Spook reached up with his bloodied hand, ripping off his blindfold, spectacles tumbling free. He stumbled to his feet, looking out over the city.
And saw it burning. The sounds of rioting echoed through the streets. Flames burned in a dozen different spots, lighting the mists, casting a hellish haze over the city. Not the fires of rebellion at all. The fires of destruction.
"This is wrong," Spook whispered.
"You will take the city, Spook," Kelsier said. "You will have what you always wanted. You'll be like Elend and like Vin. Better than either. You'll have Elend's titles and Vin's power. You'll be like a god."
Spook turned away from the burning city as something caught his attention. Quellian was reaching out with his good arm, reaching toward